Hi there, welcome to the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Griffith, and I am so excited to have you here. On this podcast, we talk about all forms of neurodivergence, from ADHD to learning disorders to giftedness to autism and more. If any of that sounds familiar, welcome to Neurodivergent Magic. Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome back to another episode of the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast. Long time no talk. I apologize for the unannounced, unexpected hiatus. I was planning on making episodes these last few weeks, and it just didn't happen because I have been working on something very big and very special, and I'm going to use today's episode to tell you a little bit about it. So I won't keep you in suspense super long. The big, exciting, special, amazing secret surprise is a summit. So if you're not familiar with the idea of summits, it's basically when you collect a bunch of people who are very knowledgeable on a specific topic and you bring them all together and have them all speak over the course of a couple of days. So this summit is called the Neurodivergent Lived Experience Summit, and it is all about the importance of lived experience in the neurodivergent community and how it's not okay to pretend that the only people qualified to speak on neurodivergence are the people who went to school for it, but maybe don't experience it themselves. We need to listen to people who have lived it, who know what it's like to be neurodivergent. So what I've done is I have gone around and invited some of my favorite neurodivergent content creators from TikTok and Instagram, and I have asked them to present on a unique topic to their lived experience with neurodivergence. And this is not just the Autism and ADHD Summit. This is truly a neurodivergent summit. I really wanted to make sure there was a diverse representation of different neurotypes here at the summit. So we have people talking about autism and ADHD for sure, but they're talking about it in different contexts and through different lenses. But we also have people talking about completely different neurotypes, like quiet borderline personality disorder, bipolar disorder, tic disorders, and trauma. And in addition to neurological diversity, I also wanted to make sure we had really strong racial and ethnic diversity as well. So we have many speakers of color who are here to represent their experiences with neurodivergence, because it's time that we stop pretending neurodivergence is a white thing. There's a lot of misconceptions, both in white communities and communities of color, that have different stigmas based on your race and ethnic background. And we really need to talk about that. And some of our speakers are going to be addressing that directly. And some of our speakers are just going to be presenting their lived experience. And that's going to involve the intersection of their neurotype and their race. And finally, I wanted to make sure that the summit was also very inclusive of people of different genders and sexualities. So our speakers represent a wide variety of genders, sexualities, orientations, pronouns, all of that amazing, beautiful stuff. The summit itself will take place from January 6th through January 8th. So that's 3 days, and it's over a weekend, which is really nice for a lot of people who have to work during the week. And they're like, I would love to go to these summits, but they're always like Tuesday to Friday and I can't swing that. I do understand that there are some people who are like, okay, that's great for the corporate girlies, but like I work retail, I work on the weekends. And for that reason, replays of every presentation will be available for 24 hours within the Facebook group, which is how we're hosting the summit is through a Facebook group. If you cannot watch everything within those 24 hours, or if you really hate Facebook, there is another option. I am offering a goodie bag, which you do have to pay for, but it's really inexpensive, especially if you buy it in the first 15 minutes after you sign up for the summit. There's like a brief sale basically on the goodie bag that makes it just $29 for all of the replays, all of the transcripts, which is another good point I should bring up. Everything will be closed captioned, and transcripts will be available hopefully within an hour of every presentation going live. That is my goal. So just so you know, for accessibility reasons, accessibility information. So if you really hate Facebook, or if you know you're not going to be able to watch all those replays in 24 hours, then I really recommend getting the goodie bag. Like I said, it's only $29 for the first 15 minutes after you sign up. And if you do miss that window, it's okay. The price only goes up to $49, which is still Like, there's over $1,400 worth of stuff in this goodie bag, because it's not just the replays and transcripts. It's also some amazing courses and ebooks and guides that our speakers have donated to the goodie bag so that you guys can get some really special stuff as you walk away from this summit. So with all of that being said, would you like to hear the speakers that I landed for this incredible event? Of course you do. Okay, so let's start with me. I'm the host, and I will be giving a presentation as well. I'm going to be presenting on executive dysfunction, because that's sort of my area of expertise. It's an area that I have significantly improved in my life through a lot of lifestyle changes mostly, and I love teaching on it. So my presentation is called Executive Dysfunction is Real, Laziness is Not. And I'm going to be presenting on Sunday evening. I'm the last presentation of the summit. Then we have the one and only Sarah Potter. I believe she is Sarah Al Potter on TikTok. And she is going to be presenting How to Live in a Neurotypical World as a Person Living with and Healing from Trauma. And Sarah has such a unique and amazing perspective, coming from someone who lives with both bipolar and ADHD, and how those things sort of intertwine and connect and affect the trauma healing process as well. Then we have one of my favorite podcasters in the world. You know her, you love her. It's Melissa from Oh, That's Just My Autism, which is one of the most popular autism podcasts in the world. And we got her to speak at this summit, and I'm so psyched. So she's going to be presenting Parenting on the Spectrum, the Ups and Downs of Being an Autistic Parent. Next up, we have someone who I've actually become really good friends with over on Instagram, and that is Georgia Holiday, and she is going to be presenting probably one of my favorite presentations at the summit, and it's called Why Self-Diagnosis is Self-Preservation. So if you are self-diagnosed and you're just plagued with imposter syndrome and you have a lot of fears and worries about that, come to Georgia's talk. She's presenting Saturday, January 7th at 9 a.m. Okay, then we have one of my best friends and Instagram superstar, Sadie Hall. She has social anxiety disorder, which is a mental illness, and mental illness falls under the neurodiversity paradigm and everything. So that's what she's going to be talking about. And I absolutely love her presentation title. It is Everyone Hates Me and Maybe They're Right, What Social Anxiety Feels Like to Me and How I Manage It. If you get nervous around people, whether you have social anxiety disorder or you're autistic and therefore you miss social cues, and so there's lots of social anxiety with that, you have to come to Sadie's talk. It's Saturday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Next up, we have Carly Lynn, who is an abuse recovery coach for moms specifically, and her presentation is going to be on how trauma changes your brain. Because so many of us go into the trauma healing experience not realizing that some real chemical changes have been made to our brain. And it's not that they're unfixable or that we're stuck with them forever. It's just that it's very real the way that trauma affects us and our literal brain function. So yeah, Carly's going to be presenting on that, and it's going to be incredible. Then we've got Chamaya Moody, and she's over on Instagram and TikTok at Chamaya Moody, I believe. And she's going to be talking about the observer effect, how being seen can change your autistic experience. And I am absolutely fascinated by this title, and I cannot wait to hear this presentation. Next up, we have another really good friend of mine, Jess Perkins. They are another ADHDer like me, so autistic and ADHD, and they're going to be presenting on something totally different and totally unique. It's how dropping out of grad school allowed me to trust myself. So as someone who went to grad school and had a really good time and a really bad time at the same time, I totally understand why people would drop out of grad school, and I can't wait to hear more about Jess's story. Next, we have KJ Daniels. He is a passionate neurodivergent advocate over on Instagram, and his presentation is titled How Masking Affects Autistic People's Self-Esteem. And this is just, it's such an important topic, especially because KJ is Black, and masking is something that really protects a lot of people of color from not just social exclusion, but literal physical violence. And I'm really fascinated to hear KJ's take on masking and self-esteem and safety. So I really look forward to this presentation. Okay, so the next presenter, her name is Carol Jean Whittington, and she's over at Mind Your Autistic Brain on Instagram, and I think she's over on LinkedIn as well. And I'm so excited for her presentation because it's called How Spicy Is Your Neurodivergent Burnout? And I just think burnout is something all of us relate to, pretty much no matter what type of neurodivergent you are, so many of us burn out. And I think this is just a really important topic. Next up, we will have an incredible presentation specifically about ADHD and money. So this is from Tina Mathams, who is the ADHD accountant over on Instagram. And her presentation is called Overcoming Impulsive Spending. So if those Target runs are really starting to become a problem, like a real problem, please come to this presentation. Tina can help. Alrighty, then Sunday, January 8th, bright and early, 9 a.m. Eastern time, we have the one and only Alina Jean Lee from TikTok. I believe his handle is at alina.jean. And he's going to be talking about PDA autism and the autism TikTok culture, which is going to be so great. So by the way, if you don't know, PDA stands for Persistent Drive for Autonomy, or it used to stand for Pathological Demand Avoidance. So that's going to be such a good talk, and I'm really looking forward to it. Then, after Alina Jean, we have Samantha Edwards, and she's an amazing autistic advocate over on TikTok. I believe her handle is Real Samantha Edwards, and her presentation is called Unmasking Your Potential, which I love. I think unmasking is such a powerful tool that so many of us need more of in our lives, so I can't wait to hear Samantha's take on it. So up next is an incredible Instagram advocate. Her handle is at IzzyAndADHD, and she's going to be presenting something really important. Like I said, that intersection of race and neurotype. So her presentation is called The Intersection of Latinidad and ADHD. How Does Culture Affect Stigma? And I really can't wait for this presentation. After Izzy, we have the one and only Zeyle Evans from TikTok, who I believe her handle is Z-E-Y-E-A-L, Zeyle, on TikTok. And her presentation is called The Experience of a Black Autistic Woman. And again, I just really can't wait for this presentation because this experience is so different from mine, but also so similar. And I'm just excited to learn more. After that, on Sunday, January 8th at 1 p.m. Eastern time, we will have the one and only Elena Chambers. She is a disability advocate. She deals with dyscalculia herself, and her presentation is called Disability in Modern Culture, Performative Capability as a Social Value. And I cannot wait for this. I am so excited because I love learning more about disability discourse because it's something that I really knew nothing about until recently. So I just can't wait to learn from her. Next up, if you're an entrepreneur like me, you really don't want to miss this presentation. This is going to be a presentation given by two speakers. It's going to be Meg Garcia-Jarman along with Kendall Barger, and they're going to be talking about low-energy entrepreneurship, creating and sustaining a business that works with your capacities. And I'm just so psyched. And our last speaker before I go last at the end of the summit, but I already told you about my presentation. So the last speaker I need to tell you about is Avery the Quiet. And they are at QuietBPD over on TikTok. And their presentation is called QuietBPD, The Battle Behind Closed Doors. And this is so important. I haven't been diagnosed with borderline. At my autism assessment, the assessor told me that I do have several traits, but that they are likely due to my autism, not due to borderline itself. So I really relate to borderline is what I'm saying, even though I don't have it. And I'm not sure if that's okay to say, but I have been very invested in the borderline community, and I'm really passionate about destigmatizing borderline because it receives a lot of hate, and I think that's wildly unfair. So anyway, Avery is going to be talking about that, and they're so funny and smart, and I love following their TikTok, so go follow them. Oh, and editing side note, Avery has actually been on the podcast several times before to talk about quiet BPD, to talk about the differences between BPD and CPTSD, and yeah, they'll probably be on the podcast again because I just love picking their brain. All right, that is all of our speakers. I think that's all of the information about the summit. The summit itself is completely free, so even if you can't afford the goodie bag right now, please come and get the free information, get the free community, get the free connection, and learn about your brain. I would be absolutely honored to have you at the summit. So the link to get your free ticket will be in the show notes, or of course it'll be available at my link in bio, either on TikTok or on Instagram. So that's all I've got. I will talk to you next Saturday. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you give us a follow over on Spotify, leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, and tune in next Saturday for another amazing episode.